This article appeared in the summer 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Obituaries. Max Alden Coutts. The Reverend Max Alden Coutts died at his home in Canton, New York on March 3, 2009. He was 81. Coutts was born June 10, 1927, in Canisteo, New York. He graduated from Bucknell University with a Bachelor of Arts in 1950. He then earned a Master's in Religious Education from Teachers College of Columbia University and a Master of Divinity degree from Union Theological Seminary in 1953. During his seminary years, Coutts served as the assistant minister at the Universalist Church of the Divine Paternity in New York City, where he was ordained in 1953. He next served at the First Universalist Church in Cortland, New York, from 1953 to 1958. Coutts became minister of the Canton Universalist Church in 1958, which became the Unitarian Universalist Church in 1961, where he served for 34 years until his retirement in 1992. Upon his retirement, Coutts was named Minister Emeritus. In 1978, Coutts was awarded a Doctor of Sacred Theology by Star King School for the Ministry. Coutts published three books, Seasons of the Self, View from a Tree, and Leaning Against the Wind. He is survived by his wife, Charlotte C. Ramsey, three sons from his first marriage, five grandchildren, and six step-grandsons. Richard F. Drynan. The Reverend Richard F. Drynan died on October 12, 2008, in Worcester, Massachusetts. He was 76. Drynan was born on April 28, 1932, in Lynn, Massachusetts. He attended St. Lawrence University, graduating in 1956. He earned a divinity degree in 1959 from Crane Theological School at Tufts University. Ordained by the Universalist Church in Lynn, Massachusetts in 1961, Drynan served many congregations during his 47 years of ministry, including First Unitarian Church of Toronto, Ontario, Channing Unitarian Universalist Church of Rockland, Massachusetts, First Religious Society of Carlisle, Massachusetts, North Universalist Chapel Society of Woodstock, Vermont, First Universalist Unitarian Church of Wausau, Wisconsin, and St. Paul's Universalist Church of Palmer, Massachusetts. He also served as Executive Secretary of the Unitarian Council of Metropolitan Toronto and Executive Director of the Ferry Beach Park Association. For the past 10 years, Drynan served the Hopedale Unitarian Parish in Hopedale, Massachusetts. He is survived by a daughter. Webster Lardner Kitchell. The Reverend Webster Lardner Kitchell died on February 9, 2009. He was 78. Kitchell was born in Newburyport, Massachusetts, on May 21, 1931. He graduated from Amherst College in 1955 and Harvard Divinity School in 1957. He received his doctorate from Eden Theological Seminary in 1972. Kitchell's first position in the ministry was as assistant minister at All Souls Unitarian Church in New York City from 1957 to 1960. Kitchell then moved to Elliott Chapel in Kirkwood, Missouri for 13 years. From 1973 to 1981, he served as minister at First Unitarian Church in Houston. He then became the first minister at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe, where he served until 1998. Following his retirement, the Santa Fe congregation named him Minister Emeritus. Kitchell's sermons featuring Coyote, the trickster symbol in Native American mythology, became the basis for three books: God's Dog, Conversations with Coyote, Coyote Says, More Conversations with God's Dog, and Get a God, More Conversations with Coyote. Kitchell is survived by his companion, Nancy Driesbach, a daughter, two sons, three stepchildren, three grandchildren, and one step-grandchild. Felix Danford Lyon. The Reverend Felix Danford Lyon died November 29, 2008, in Victoria, British Columbia. He was 94. Lyon was born in Berlin, Massachusetts, on October 16, 1914, to Unitarian minister the Reverend Herman F. Lyon and Isabella Ferratis Lyon. He graduated from the University of Chicago in 1936. In 1938, he graduated from Meadville Theological School with a B.D. degree, and in 1966, he was awarded an honorary doctorate from Starr King School for the Ministry. Lyon served the following Unitarian Universalist congregations: First Unitarian Society in Newton, Massachusetts; First Unitarian Society in Lawrence, Massachusetts; Adams Memorial Unitarian Church in Dunkirk, New York; Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto, California; Community Church of New York, New York; Unitarian Universalist Church of Amherst, New York; and Unitarian Universalist Church of Victoria, British Columbia. He was honored as Minister Emeritus by both the Palo Alto, California, and Victoria, British Columbia congregations. Lyon served as President of the UU Ministers Association, Secretary-Treasurer of the Unitarian Fellowship for Social Justice, President of the Pacific Coast Unitarian Council, and Board President of Starr King School for the Ministry. Lyon's survivors include his wife of 66 years, Eva, two sons and a daughter, and three grandchildren. Guy Wheeler Meyer. The Reverend Guy Wheeler Meyer died on February 22, 2009. He was 94. Meyer was born in Malden, Massachusetts, on December 19, 1914. He attended Harvard College at the age of 16 and then transferred to the University of Chicago and graduated with a degree in political science in 1940. He also attended Meadville Theological School and studied economics at the New School for Social Research. Ordained in 1942 at the First Universalist Church in Stockton, Illinois, Meyer served that congregation for several years before leaving to work in a variety of fields. In 1958, Meyer returned to active ministry, answering a call from the First Universalist Church of Burleville in Harrisville, Rhode Island. He then served First Parish Unitarian Universalist in Arlington, Massachusetts, First Parish Unitarian Universalist in Saugus, Massachusetts, and the Unitarian Church in Newburgh, New York. Meyer is survived by his partner of 34 years, Joyce Greenwood, six children, 10 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. Mary Louise Curd Nelson. The Reverend Mary Louise Curd Nelson died on January 11, 2009. She was 82 years of age. Nelson was born on April 17, 1926, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She graduated from the University of Kansas in 1948 with a B.A. in English. Nelson joined the Oak Ridge, Tennessee Unitarian Universalist Church in 1956 and became deeply involved in religious education. After 10 years, she was asked to become the church school director. In 1972, Nelson received accreditation from the UUA as a director of religious education. She served the Tennessee Valley Unitarian Church in Knoxville as their religious education director for many years. After participating in an independent study program to become a minister of religious education, she was ordained by the Tennessee Valley Church. Upon her retirement in 1988, the Tennessee Valley congregation named her Minister Emerita. Nelson was active in the Thomas Jefferson District, providing religious education workshops, training teachers for the About Your Sexuality course, and serving as a ministerial settlement representative. Three children, four grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren survive her. Monir Rafael Saada. The Reverend Monir Raphael Saada died on July 25, 2008, in Lebanon, New Hampshire. He was 99. Saada was born in Damascus, Syria, on June 18, 1909. He attended the American University in Beirut, graduating with a bachelor's degree in 1930 and a Master of Divinity degree from American University's Near East School of Theology in 1936. He earned another master's degree from American University in 1945. In 1947, Saada and his family immigrated to the United States, settling briefly in Ohio before he was invited to teach at the newly created Woodstock Country School in Woodstock, Vermont, where he taught history for 18 years. While in Woodstock, he was called to minister to the North Universalist Chapel Society. He was ordained there in 1947 and served there from 1946 until 1964. Saada served the Shoreline Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Madison, Connecticut, All Souls Unitarian Universalist Congregation in New London, Connecticut, and the UU Fellowship of Northern Westchester in Mount Kisco, New York. The North Universalist Chapel Society and All Souls Unitarian Universalist Fellowship both named him Minister Emeritus. Saada is survived by two sons and a daughter. Wilfred Walter Ward. The Reverend Wilfred Fred Walter Ward died on his 74th birthday on January 5, 2009, with his sons, Wilfred and David, beside him. Ward was born in Rochester, New York. He attended Cornell University, graduating in 1958 with a degree in psychology. He attended St. Lawrence University Theological School, earning a Master of Divinity in 1961. Ward was ordained and installed at the First Parish in Lincoln, Massachusetts in 1961. He served there for 2 years. He also served the First Unitarian Church of Baltimore, Maryland, and the Unitarian Church of Princeton, New Jersey. Ward left the Princeton Church to pursue a career in family and marriage counseling. Throughout these years, he maintained his fellowship with the UUA and provided consultative services to many individuals and congregations. In 1978, he was called by the New Jersey Area Council of Unitarian Universalist Societies to be Minister of Counseling and Education and to direct the Unitarian Universalist Counseling and Education Service. He served in that position until 1999. Ward is survived by two sons. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.